A new group in our region is hoping a simple idea will lead to some positive change for local charities. The first meeting of 100 Women Who Care of Greater St. John takes place tomorrow night. It's a concept that's already found success in other cities. Debbie Rathwell is the founder of 100 Women Who Care of Greater St. John. I spoke with her earlier. Debbie, good morning.
Good morning, Hans.
What is 100 Women Who Care?
100 Women Who Care is an organization of 100 or more like-minded women coming together in an area, giving them an opportunity to give back to their community in an efficient, effective, and immediate manner.
Where'd the idea come from?
The idea came from, well, I learned about it from a conference that I was at in Fredericton back in February, and one of the presenters ends up, she was the co-founder of the Halifax chapter that just launched in March. At the end of her presentation, she told us a little bit about this 100 Women Who Care organization, and it just touched me. It resonated with me, and I just knew that I had to bring it home to my community and put it out there.
Is it hard to find 100 women in a community?
Oh my gosh, quite the contrary. I've always known that the communities of Greater St. John are giving communities, but this the response was just, it was outstanding. In the first 48 hours, we had 50 women register. In less than 3 weeks, we had met our initial goal of 100 women, and I am proud to say that today we stand at 160 women, and I think it's going to continue to grow.
What's the benefit to women of getting involved?
I think really it's a great way for busy women to give back to their communities, and really with a very little commitment of time, but making such a meaningful and positive impact on the lives of their neighbors. The commitment is 4 one-hour meetings with a donation of $100 at each of those meetings. So that's a commitment of 4 hours and $400 a year.
Wow, and people are really stepping up.
They are stepping up because, you know what, as I said a minute ago, people are busy, and this is it's a great way to give back without having to put out a lot of time, and time seems to be what we're all fighting for these days.
So what is going to happen at this first meeting?
Well, at the first meeting, so in advance of the meeting, the registered members had an opportunity to nominate a local charity of their choice. And we did a random draw and selected 3 of those charities. We invited them to come in, so they will be arriving in time to present, do a 5-minute grassroots presentation to the members. No PowerPoint, just from the heart. Tell us about your organization and what this infusion of funds could do for you. And immediately following those 3 presentations, the members vote, and the charity with the most votes goes home with the money. But here's where the magic happens, because right there on the spot, each of the women write their check for $100 to that winning charity, and then the charities are responsible to send a tax donation. So, you know, it's immediate. The results are absolutely immediate, and we're positioned at 160 members right now, we're positioned on Tuesday night to contribute $16,000 to a local charity in 1 hour. And then we all walk away with smiles on our faces.
I bet. Now, which charities are going to be eligible at that meeting?
Well, the charities, we do have a little bit of criteria. It must be a local, registered, not-for-profit charitable organization serving the communities of Greater St. John, and they must be eligible to provide tax receipts for tax donation receipts.
Right. So you have 3 that are going to be presenting.
That's right, yes.
Can you tell us which ones?
No,
I'm afraid not.
You know, we made the decision at the beginning that we wanted to make sure that the playing field was level for everyone. So we've asked the members, as a matter of fact, our term was emphatically discourage people lobbying on behalf of their charities. We wanted to make it fair for everyone.
Do they know yet if they're coming in?
The charities are in the process of being contacted now.
We did the
draw yesterday, and I'm working on delivering the good news as we speak.
Are they aware? Are charities aware of this particular endeavor by you folks? Because this has, like you say, the potential to be really changing the game for a lot of charities in our region.
Yeah, this is going to be huge for so many charities, and our goal is to touch as many of them as we possibly can over the course of the meetings. I have had some great feedback from the charities. I've had some questions, you know, in particular, how can I register for this?
Yeah.
And the answer to that is that charities can't register. They have to be nominated by a member, but I do encourage local charities to join our Facebook page. It's a great place to put some chatter out there and educate the members on what their charities are all about.
So This is just the first meeting. So this is going to happen again and again and again?
Every the next one will be in September. So four times a year.
Wow. Now, will the charity that I guess wins on Tuesday, will that be withdrawn from the selection process next time around?
Yes, it will. And actually, when a charity wins, they're taken out of the selection process for 3 years.
Okay. So other charities have an equal opportunity to try again.
There's lots of chances for them to get to be the recipients of the money.
So you're well above the 100 women who care. How can other women join?
Oh, my gosh, it's easy. And we do encourage other women to join. They can visit our website at www.100womengsj.com. And they can also join our Facebook page and just get a feel for what's going on. And that is 100 Women SJ.
Now, to parlay $100, which is what you're each individual woman is giving, into $16,000, that has to be really empowering and encouraging for the women who are taking part.
You know, I think that it's exactly that. I think there's going to be great satisfaction hands at our meeting on Tuesday night as all of these women watch their $100 contribution grow into, well, a minimum of $16,000 in 1 hour. I think that room is going to be electric at the beginning and, you know, when we're all writing our checks. I just can't wait.
Because obviously $100 makes a difference for every charity, but to parlay that into $16,000 at one fell swoop is really going to be amazing.
You know, when I first learned about this, I guess the first thing I thought about was, you know, I've been, like many women, like many people, we give back and contribute as much as we can, but I never really felt like my contribution was doing what it could do, and I really never knew what it was doing because, you know, you give a little here, you give a little there. And so I think that's that power of local women coming together and watching and witnessing that money grow. And, you know, when I was bringing this home to our community, I thought, if I'm feeling like this, that there had to be at least 100 other women out there that were feeling the same way, and that's proven to be true.
You say it's going to be electric. It's going to be pretty emotional, too.
I think it will. I think it will. That's a, yeah, definitely.
Well, it makes me smile just thinking about it, and very happy for whatever charity is chosen. Debbie, thanks for telling us about this.
My pleasure. I'm thrilled to be in here and tell this good news story.
Debbie Rathwell is the founder of 100 Women Who Care of Greater St. John. Local charity will be chosen tomorrow night to benefit from the contributions of at least 160 women, upwards of $16,000. Now, Debbie also wanted us to mention that it's never too late to register, and interested women can do so today and tomorrow leading up to the meeting.